the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord is a very important liturgical feast in the church's calendar. In fact, in the early church, it trumped even Christmas. What happened? Well, the three wise men, or magi, or kings, came from the east, presumably Persia. They were wealthy men who knew their astronomy and had worked out how to follow the star. Incidentally, on the bulletin we have advertised a website using computer technology and astronomy to try and make sense of this star of Bethlehem. Worth looking at. Anyway, they came from the east in pursuit of a savior. They had been well educated. They were men who sought the truth and came to encounter, to pay homage to the Christ child. On their way there, they passed through Jerusalem, and King Herod also showed interest in the child, but note he could not see the star. Herod well epitomizes the dichotomy between light and darkness, truth and deceit. Darkness is the absence of light. Deceit is the absence of truth. Herod could not see the star because he chose not to know the truth. Certainly he had astronomers, people of science who could have done some research, as did the wise men, but he was not interested. As many today, they're not interested in religion. They do not want to know the truth, and therefore they are unable to see the star. They are unable to see the presence of God in their midst. Furthermore, people who choose to live in darkness live by deceit. Herod lied. He did not want to worship the Christ child at all. It was a deliberate lie. We know that he was not just a liar, but also a murderer, for he would send troops to kill about 20 children in a town. Any rival to his authority and his jurisdiction was not permissible. He was an evil and perverse man, filled with not just darkness, but the diabolic. The wise men, upon arriving in Bethlehem, and noticed the Holy Family had now upgraded their accommodation. We're told they're living in a house. They come into the house and they pay homage, which means they get down on their knees. That's an ancient form of bodily adoration, to go down on your knees before the Lord. How often in the scriptures, people who wanted a prayer answered, a healing, would go on their knees before the Lord. They would kneel before him. So too, these wise men did that. And they presented the gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. And then they departed back to their own country, some weeks or months travel. Then the Holy Family had to flee into Egypt, become refugees, lest the child be killed by Herod's assassins. That's the basic plot of what happened. And that's what we commemorate today. In addition to this reality, the coming of these wise men from the east, and all good things come from the east, has always been noted by the church as Christ is born for all nations. These wise men were not Jews. Christ came as the Jewish Messiah in addition to being the Savior of all people. And that's what's significant about today's feast. The word Epiphany means manifestation. Christ has manifested himself to all people of all times. We go back in history. Abraham. The promise has now been fulfilled. Abraham was told that his children would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. That has happened with the birth of our Savior. David, royal King David, would sing psalms about all nations coming to adore the Lord. That has happened with the coming of the Magi. And the prophecies about a king, a child born of the tribe of Judah, who would rule vast nations. It has happened. It has happened, and it is still happening today, that Christ draws all people to himself, provided they seek the truth, like the wise men. Provided they have that quest for truth within their hearts, and prefer the light to the darkness, he will draw them on. He will bring them unto himself. And they will have to come bearing gifts. And the three gifts that we refer to remind us of the threefold office or ministry of Christ as priest, prophet, and king. These three ministries can also be aligned with the three fundamental components of religion: word, works, wonders, or creed, cult, and commandments. Those elements, we must believe the creed, we must obey God, the commandments, and then we must worship him in cult, are fundamental to the acceptance of God in our lives. Too often we hear people say, "Oh yeah, I believe in the type of God or a spirituality, but I don't want any of that religion." That's like saying, I want a head, but not a body. I want fingers, but not a hand. You can't dissect one from the other. Religions give us beliefs. Beliefs lead to moral obligations, how we live, the commandments, the do's and don'ts of life. And from that flows a desire to worship, to adore. And we do that as Catholics by attending Mass, by coming before the Lord into his presence, bowing down and worshiping him, and presenting not gifts or things, but our very selves, our hearts. Let us on this feast day be proud to worship the Lord. Let us acknowledge him as our Savior. But most of all, let us pass on this faith to others by works and deeds. As the wise men made an effort and sought the truth and then worshipped the Lord, let us make a renewed effort in this new year to seek out Christ in others and to bring them to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this life so as to attain eternal life. Praise be Jesus Christ.